If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so picture this. You've stumbled upon something. That's seriously unsettling. It's a VHS tape found in this abandoned house, right? Arkansas, 1993.
And the label is just stark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dinner, December 10th, 1992.
Exactly. And immediately you get this feeling like, you're holding cursed evidence or something. That kind of vibe.
Oh, absolutely. It's like stepping into a photograph, but one that feels wrong. Deeply wrong. There's this immediate sense of dread, almost.
So the tape starts playing, and it looks, you know, totally normal at first. The Holloway family eating dinner, clinking forks, muffled chatter, that sort of thing.
Just everyday sounds. Mundane, really.
But then, bam, 3 minutes in, everything just stops. Well, not stops, but changes.
They all turn. Every single one of them. Mother, father, the kids.
And just stare. Straight into the camera lens.
Right. No blinking, just this fixed, intense gaze. For 17 seconds.
Which feels like forever when you're watching it. And underneath all that, you start to hear it. This faint male voice.
Whispering. Yeah. A countdown.
Yeah. Counting down from 47. 47, 46. All the way down to 1. Super quiet. Almost subliminal at first.
The guy who found it, this technician, Walter Briggs, his first thought was, okay, this has got to be a prank.
You would, wouldn't you? Some kind of elaborate, creepy student film project or something someone left behind.
It's the logical place to start. You try to rationalize something that bizarre, a staged scene.
But then comes the bit that just messes with your head completely. Walter pauses the tape right during that stare.
And he notices something on the youngest daughter, Emily.
Her eyes. Even though the image is paused, completely frozen, mm-hmm. Her eyes are still moving, just slightly, like darting back and forth.
On a paused VHS frame, which should be impossible, right?
Okay.
A paused tape is static. It's just magnetic information holding a still image.
He checked it over and over, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Rewound, paused again, same thing. Her eyes weren't frozen like everything else in the picture.
And that's where it shifts from weird prank to something else. A technical glitch is, I suppose, possible, maybe some weird playback artifact, but for it to be consistent, just the eyes on multiple pauses.
Yeah, that seems unlikely. It suggests something within the recording itself, almost. Like, it's not quite static.
It pushes past easy explanations.
Yeah.
It's deeply, deeply strange.
And it gets stranger. The final second of the footage arrives, the screen just cuts to black.
But the countdown doesn't stop.
No, it keeps going. And Walter, the technician, he claimed that the voice wasn't coming from the TV speakers anymore.
He said it sounded like it was in the room with him.
Can you imagine that whisper counting down, but now it's right there beside you?
That's terrifying. It's that classic horror trope, but, you know, described as a real event. Boundary breaking down.
And then as the tape ends and the counter on the VCR just starts blinking 000, the voice says one last thing.
What was it?
Now it's your turn.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's direct.
Yeah.
And incredibly ominous.
Yeah. And after that, the tape just wouldn't play again. Dead.
Just completely inert.
And Walter also claims something else happened in the house after he found the tape. Every single clock, wall clocks, alarm clocks, whatever, they all stopped.
Stopped. Permanently.
No, they'd stop at the same time every day, precisely 3:17 a.m. Then presumably they'd start again or he'd reset them, but they'd stop again the next night. 3:47 a.m.
Every clock. Synchronized like that.
That's the claim. Yeah. So, yeah, we're left with this pile of unsettling questions. What was happening to the Holloways? Were they being controlled somehow? Hypnotized?
Or was it some kind of ritual? Something they were performing, maybe unknowingly captured?
Or, and this is maybe the wildest thought, could that recording somehow have been made after they were gone? Recorded in a time when they weren't alive in the normal sense.
Let's unpack that eye movement first.
Mm.
The paused eyes. Putting aside deliberate editing, which would be incredibly sophisticated for a home video, what could cause that?
A really specific weird VCR malfunction. Maybe something interacting with just that part of the tape.
It's a stretch. VHS technology is pretty straightforward in how it freezes a frame. To have isolated, consistent movement within that, it leans more towards, the inexplicable. Could it be interpreted metaphorically, perhaps? Sign of trapped consciousness?
Mm.
Or literally some energy lingering?
It's bizarre. And the countdown, 47, why that number? It's not common, is it? Not like 10 or 3.
No, it's quite specific. Does 47 have any known significance in, say, numerology or obscure rituals? Sometimes numbers are codes or triggers in certain belief systems. Or it could just be arbitrary, meant to sound specific and unsettling.
And the voice itself, shifting location from the tape to the room, that feels like a key moment.
Definitely. That's the point where the phenomena refuses to stay contained within the media. It breaks the fourth wall, so to speak.
Is that characteristic of hauntings? Or maybe some kind of, I don't know, technological bleed-through?
It features heavily in accounts of hauntings, yes. Sounds or apparitions seeming to interact directly with the observer. It implies the barrier between the recorded past and the present is somehow permeable, whether that's real or a powerful psychological effect on the observer. No, that's the question.
And then the clocks.
Yeah.
All stopping at 3:17 a.m. That synchronicity is hard to dismiss as coincidence.
Very hard. Multiple independent devices failing in the exact same way at the exact same time repeatedly.
Mm.
That points towards some kind of external influence acting within that specific location.
Is 3:17 a.m. significant? The witching hour is usually pegged around 3 a.m.?
Often, yeah. Sometimes called the devil's hour.
Yeah.
It's a time associated with heightened supernatural activity in folklore, whether that's relevant here or just adds to the unsettling atmosphere. Again, hard to say for sure. Could be a temporal marker, like an echo of the original event constantly replaying at that specific time.
It all feeds into this real sense of surveillance horror, doesn't it? Being watched.
Absolutely. Mm. Normally watching a home video, you're the observer. But when the subjects on screen turn and stare directly at you, unblinking, it flips the dynamic entirely.
Suddenly you feel like the one being watched, being scrutinized by the people on the tape.
It's invasive. Especially the prolonged stare. It violates that expected boundary between viewer and subject.
And it fits perfectly into that whole cursed media idea, like The Ring or other stories where a recording carries something dangerous.
It does. The concept that an object, especially one designed to capture a moment of life, a photo or recording, can somehow absorb or become a conduit for negative energy, maybe even a consciousness or curse.
What makes a piece of media feel cursed usually? Is it just the creepy content or something more?
Often it's the sense that the media is active, not passive.
Oh.
That it can affect the viewer or that something can cross over from it. The moving eyes, the voice leaving the TV, those elements make this tape feel less like a simple recording and more like a container. Or a doorway, maybe.
When you add it all up, the eyes moving on pause, the voice seeming to enter the room, the clock stopping together, it feels less like a ghost story and more like, I don't know, reality itself is glitching.
That's a fascinating angle, the glitch in the Matrix idea. Moments where the rules just seem to break down. The impossible eye movement, the voice transcending its medium, the synchronized time disruption. They could be interpreted as evidence of reality being less stable or predictable than we assume.
Like the tape captured a moment where the rules bent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or perhaps the tape itself is a focal point for that instability.
So if we were going full, you know, X-Files, Mulder, and Scully on this, what are the really out there possibilities?
Well, you could speculate about the tape being a recording medium, not just for light and sound, but for something else. Psychic energy. Residual consciousness. Maybe the act of recording didn't just capture the family, but also some entity or influence present at the time.
Or that the recording process itself created the anomaly. Like it somehow trapped them or trapped something in that loop.
These are purely speculative paths, of course, working within the narrative's strange logic. But they try to account for elements that defy conventional explanation.
It leaves you with far more questions than any solid answers, that's for sure.
Definitely. That's the nature of these kinds of stories.
So thinking about everything, that unmoving stare, the countdown whispering towards something, the voice that seems to step out of the screen, the clocks all freezing in unison, you have to wonder, don't you, is it possible that this tape, found lying silent in that abandoned house, wasn't just recording the Holloways? Could it, in some way we don't understand, have also been watching back?